Now, back to Unlocking Secrets for Women on CFUN, 1410 AM.
We're back, and this is Candace Newton on Unlocking Secrets for Women. And we're talking here with Bill Macklem of RE/MAX Macklem Mortgages, over 20 years experience as a mortgage broker. And we're also here with Dave Herman, who's also a realtor and has various responsibilities and gave us some great information and statistics on women buying houses right now. Really, we need to address this issue of low interest rates right now. That's really important, sort of having this debate around the house of the low interest rates, the prices of houses. People are going to get in over their heads, they think. And that's a real genuine concern, to take advantage of low interest rates. And then in 5 years from now, let's say, because no one has a crystal ball and can predict the future, things may change. What are some good ways of people protecting themselves from making decisions sort of based on, let's take advantage of the market right now, interest rates are low, let's grab the most, and we don't have to have hardly anything down now, let's just go, and then they qualify for this huge mortgage. And maybe, that's great, their job right now is doing really well for them, but life can turn a flash.
As we had discussion earlier with Jamie and Dave, it's really important that even though you may look at what a client qualifies for at the top end of their income scheme, it's more important to look at their lifestyle, how they want to live their life, whether they have children, they don't have children, or they're going on holidays, all those things that make our life a little more full than just having a home. And so even though the interest rates are low, you look at that, all those categorizations of what they like and what they don't like. So what happens right now is that because the rates are so low, I mean, you're looking at, 4.3, 4.4, 4.5 on any website in terms of interest rates. So their interest rates are really great. But what happens in 5 years' time?
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of people say, well, maybe I should go to a 10-year term. And, that's probably a very good opportunity. At the same time, as a mathematician, I would look at it and say, well, if you are making the payments that your 10-year mortgage would require you to make on a 5-year rate, you're significantly reducing your principal. And so what we do is we actually get into what I call the opportunity cost of money and look at where their dollar is best spent. Yes, a 10-year term gives you lots of security. You're going to be paying a little bit more than what you're paying today. But in 7, 8, 9 years, you'll be paying less than what that current rate might be.
So are you saying, just to clarify, are you saying that if I say, instead of saying I'm going to buy a 10-year mortgage, I could stay with a 5-year mortgage at a lower interest rate, but I double up my payments?
Yeah, you increase your payments up.
Which, of course, brings the principal down faster.
Correct.
So that in that 5-year scenario from now, I will have less of a mortgage.
Correct.
Significantly less of a mortgage. And I won't have to, if the interest rates sort of go up a little bit, I won't be in that same position because I will have paid down a significant amount of principal over that 5-year term.
That's correct.
Boy, that's smart.
Well, what happens, let's say Dave and I are both 21 and he's saving $100 a month and I'm not, and we both turn 26 and he's getting married, so he has to stop. And I'm thinking, well, gee, he's a really smart guy, Dave. I'm going to start saving $100 a month. It's going to take me till I'm 65 years of age to catch up to him. So it's the magic of compounding interest. So the sooner you can pay down that mortgage principal, the better off you are. So you might say, well, I know what the 10-year rate is. I will make my payments based on the 10-year rate.
As if they were a 10-year rate.
But I'm going to go to a variable, which is a prime minus program, and that's significantly lower. You're probably looking at anywhere from 3.3 to 3.5 on a variable rate today. You're significantly reducing your principal, and you have the option of locking in at any point in time when you might get a little tired, a little bit nervous. You're starting to watch the news every morning or listen on the radio to see, find, and hear what the rates are doing. And so what happens is that you get a little panicky and you move on. So what we do with people of that nature is that we have them on an email list for that interest rate for that particular lender so that they can follow what's going on.
I see.
And be careful.
And so really what we're saying in general is that your group of financial lenders and team that you work together with really do care about what the interest is to the consumer. You're interested in having a long-term relationship with those that you work with. And obviously, helping them to find out what works best for them is extremely important. And not to get caught up in the excitement and the hype of the markets changing, because the real world is, we all, and especially myself as a single mom, we all have to live in the real world. And we have to take into consideration changes that may happen in the economy or in our lifestyles. And the last thing we want to do is get excited because something's happening and put ourselves in a precarious position. And the fact that you guys have so much experience in this, and I mean, there's many people out there that have experience. There's fantastic realtors out there all over the Lower Mainland and excellent financial advisors that are out there everywhere. We just happen to have you guys here. And it's great. But what I like about what you're saying is that you care about the true lifestyle and the bottom line for everybody and what's going to work best for them. And I suppose for me, my scary moments are, geez, what's going to happen, you know, if, gosh, you know, I lose a job or something. My brain starts thinking, okay, well, I'm going to bring in students or I'll find other ways to sort of offset myself before I get into that situation, that I look at all of the possible scenarios and then try my very, very best to look ahead and try to compensate for problems that may happen. But ultimately, I'm going to know at the end of 5 years that I've got a house that is mine, that I may have to relook at remortgaging again, but the principal is significantly reduced because I've gotten some good advice to have the attitude of treat it like a 10-year mortgage, but only have a 5-year and pay off those amounts. So you're actually paying 10 years worth of, I mean, it depends on how much money you can put in. But even they even say like biweekly payments, which I now do because I found out that's a really smart way to do it. Biweekly, and then even making that extra mortgage payment once a year can significantly reduce your principal.
Oh, it definitely does. And what it provides the opportunity for, let's say you lost your job in 5 years' time, and let's say the interest rates have risen to 7 or 8%. But at the same time, let's say that you've actually reduced because of your biweekly payments, you've saved, you know, 6 to 8 months off that first 5-year period. And because you've been making those larger payments, you're significantly reducing your principal. So then someone like me would come in and sit down with you and look at what the balance owing is versus the value of your home and maybe restructure the financing on it. So now we reduce the payments and re-am it or re-amortize it over that 25-year period to lower your payments.
If you're in trouble.
That's right. If you're in trouble.
Yeah, because you wouldn't want to do that if you're doing fine. No. Obviously, the idea is to get rid of your mortgage and be mortgage-free, which is a dream of mine. Now, Bill, just in closing and just capping everything up, there are certain pieces of information at the first-time homebuyer seminars I think are really important for people to go to or to check out the website. And your website is www. Do you want to just...
www.macklemmortgages.com. And Macklem is spelled M-A-C-K. L-E-M and mortgages, MORTGAGES.com.
Or you can find the link to unlockingsecrets.com and you can find your link there. It's important for people to get very, very educated about purchasing a home for themselves and find out all the different options that are available for like low down payments or no down payments or first-time homeowners grants. There's all kinds of information out there available for people. But they really should, if we gave it all on air now, I don't think it would be good. I think they should go out and seek that information for themselves, but to know that the opportunities are there, that they could begin to buy their own home instead of paying down their landlord's home for them. Not that landlords are a bad thing, but geez, you know, if I could own my own house, that'd be better in the long run. I just want to thank you, Bill, for your time here today with us on Unlocking Secrets for Women. It's great information out there. Dave, thank you, Dave Herman, for coming in and talking to us about your statistics, especially in women and purchasing homes. It was great to have you here.
Oh, you're very welcome.
And of course, all your information can be found where, Dave, if people are looking for you.
Well, in my capacity as the BC, as the president of the BC Real Estate Association, I'm at www.bcrea.bc.ca. Or you can call me at my office in Surrey at 604-583-2000. That's REMAX 2000.
That's excellent. And of course, we know that jamiehooper.com for the first-time homebuyers information as well. And we'll try and get that on our website at www.unlockingsecrets.com. I just want to thank Leilani Kopp of sweetleilani.com for her great cosmetics and evelyncharles.com for their excellent hairstyles on 11th and Granville in Vancouver. May 1st, we want to mark this day. The Pan Pacific Hotel is presenting along together with myself, Deb Hope of Global Television, Amanda McKay, former MTV VJ, co-hosting a fundraiser to raise funds towards the Marguerite Dixon Transition House. Please check out the website www.dixonhouse.ca. I'm the keynote speaker. We're going to talk about self-esteem in women and sort of changing our concept on domestic violence by improving our inner self and getting, it's a great fundraiser. It's going to be an exciting lunch sponsored by TELUS TV Week magazine. Magazine and BC Business Magazine. Next week in studio, body sculpting with False Creek Surgical Center. I'm really interested in body sculpting. I don't know what it means for me, but I'm interested in that. And then the second half, Leilani Kopp herself, film industry makeup artist and paramedical makeup artist, will be here in studio to talk about the purpose of cosmetics and self-esteem. And that's been our show today on Unlocking Secrets for Women. We thank you for joining us. Look for information on the website for how you too can own your own home. I think it's important that we get out there and use our money responsibly. Thanks for being here with us today. Enjoy your afternoon. This is Candace Newton, Unlocking Secrets for Women.
You're listening to Unlocking Secrets for Women on CFUN, 1410 AM. The proceeding has been a paid program sponsored by CDN Instructional Services.